From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A Russian-American lobbyist told Associated Press he attended a June 2016 meeting with President Trump's son, Donald Jr., members of the Trump campaign team, and a Russian lawyer, marking another shift in the account of a discussion that was billed as part of a Russian government effort to help the Republicans' White House campaign. AP reporter Desmond Butler.
What we learned today is that the attendance list of the meeting that's now well known between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer was wider than we thought. And it included an associate of the lawyer who is a Russian-American lobbyist named Rinat Akhmetshin.
The meeting has heightened questions about whether the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government during the election, which is the focus of a federal and congressional investigation. The Pentagon says the top Islamic State official in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyid, has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says it's a sign U.S. efforts to counter IS in Afghanistan are going in the right direction. The U.S. Justice Department wants the U.S. Supreme Court to block a lower court ruling that exempted grandparents of people living in the United States from President Trump's travel ban. The Supreme Court ruled in late June the Trump travel ban could be partially implemented ahead of the court's full hearing on the order later in the year. The court also said the government had to refrain from blocking travel to the U.S. by people who had a bona fide relationship to a person or entity already in the United States. This is VOA News. The battle for the Iraqi city of Mosul has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants, both men and women, are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements and tunnels under the decimated sliver of land they still control. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from that scene.
Helicopters fly low over other parts of Mosul, no longer under threat from IS fire from the ground. But despite a resounding declaration of victory early this week, militants continue to fight from under the rubble they occupy, no more than about 120 meters wide. Soldiers say most surviving militants are foreign, and men, women, and children are wearing suicide vests. The battle is also slowed by close quarters after Iraqi soldiers were injured in airstrikes against nearby IS targets.
Turkey Saturday is marking the one-year anniversary of a defeated military coup. Since then, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. Turkish officials have declared July 15th a national holiday of democracy and unity. On Friday, Turkey fired more than 7,000 police officers, government officials, and academics. Iraq's military may try to eradicate the Islamic State terror group's remaining forces by simultaneously attacking the terror group on multiple fronts in the hopes of taking advantage of infighting and a weakened leadership. The U.S. Defense Department estimated IS forces inflicted a 40% casualty rate on Iraq's elite counterterrorism service in the 9 months it took for them to reclaim the city. And the U.S. commander of the Global Coalition Against IS described the fighting in Mosul as the most extended and brutal combat he's ever witnessed. The ashes of Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after a muted cremation ceremony that was under government watch. Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience and died at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. The Judicial Bureau announced the cause of death as multiple organ failure. Pakistan says it finds it necessary to build a fence along its long porous border with Afghanistan, in part because of a lack of cooperation from authorities in Kabul. The border region has long been a source of instability, with militant groups, terrorists, and smugglers using the remote mountainous terrain as cover. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.